It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh boy, we made it to Friday on 98.9 The Buzz, and a pretty decent week we had here. 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Scott Spaziano and Sandy Waters. Hey! Hey, 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 hey! Yay! Yeah, yeah!
There we go. Tough stretch this morning getting up. I don't know why. Trying to get, you know, like, so behind on everything on planet Earth. Do you know what tomorrow is? It's our birthday.
Earth Day.
Oh, Earth Day. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is Earth Day tomorrow, isn't it?
Record store day?
Yep. And, oh, crap, we forgot. We have a camper we got to open day.
Oh! Are you going tomorrow to open it?
Yeah, I got to. It's been open since, this week. Everybody's been moving in. My buddy JC and Carrie, they got a new camper. They've already moved the camper in, set up, and they're ready to go. They're already doing sunsets up there.
That's FOMO. You got FOMO going on is what you got.
I'm usually like the first one up there. Like, yes. I'm up there like a couple weeks ahead of time, cleaning up, getting ready for opening
day.
Somebody
beat you to it.
Well, it's just like, oh, man.
It's like the in the neighborhood where there's already been people mowing.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, yeah. And my husband, of course, is yelling out the window. Not that anyone can hear him. Not yelling out the window. The window's closed.
But he's
shouting at the window, at the neighbor.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You guys speak when somebody one ups you.
God, I know. You know, I was driving out this morning and I looked. I'm like, all this rain we've had this week. All the grass is green, getting thick, and probably getting ready to mow by next week.
Yeah, but this is exciting.
My tractor is under a blue tarp in the yard for the last 3 or 4 weeks now, so hopefully it'll start.
Yeah, we know. We heard that story where your wife doesn't like it. Trashing up the neighborhood with a big tractor, the tarp.
I'm asking, I'm elephant in the room time because I don't want to ask her if she pulled the trigger on the lawn service or not because I kind of don't want it, but I kind of like need to know.
It.
Well, I kind of need to know because we got to get the lawn mowed like any day now.
Oh, well, so why can't you ask her?
She's like, I'll pay for it. I'm like, well, you know, you throw money around like it's oxygen. It's like... Like you breathe money or something. We don't have.
I'll just do that. I'm like, oh,
she has a secret account. She has a runaway account.
Oh, well, then she's spending it.
Yeah, so you must be a good guy. She must want to stay. She's like saving all these years. How many years have you been married?
15.
So 15 years of runaway account money? Yeah, she's good.
Yeah,
she's
got enough. Let's say she's got enough.
She's got enough.
Dude, she added our living room into our kitchen renovation. So like, it added $4,000. Come on.
Your living room? What about the living room?
Oh, well, if we're doing the kitchen, we gotta take the carpet out of the living room and run the floor all the way in while we're doing it.
It is all connected.
Jesus.
That is annoying. That is the annoying part of a home renovation.
It's all
you
connected.
Do one room. Yeah. Like, yeah. I just painted the dining room way back when. And all of a sudden, just painting the dining room was like, yeah, I don't think the appliances match. Because it was back where it was like the off-white ivory appliances, which were more expensive at the time when I was buying them.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then stainless steel popped. It became the thing.
Man.
We're like, yeah, maybe we should change appliances. You change appliances. That's it. You're changing your whole kitchen.
Oh, my God. Well, we got to paint the cabinets now, you know.
Right. It's
right.
So I get it because your family room and your kitchen are
connected. Large opening between the two. And I was like, oh my God.
So it's one.
It's
like a studio. Okay,
well, what about the back hall?
Point.
We got the back hall from the kitchen. It's got to come around. Then the laundry room, we got to do that. I'm like, oh my God. Did you win the lottery, ma'am?
No, Sandy just runaway money.
Sandy and I were talking about how, like, when you get into a relationship and you get married, you become what you weren't. Like, when you used to be, like, the lazy, you know, itchy, scratchy, butt crack guy, now you're, like, the buttoned up one. Or, like, I used to be the one who didn't, like, care about money. And now I'm the one to be like, okay, now we got to save some money here. Like, your roles reverse. It's crazy.
Is this relationship karma? Because your role is reversed in more than just finances. Your role is in reverse that you were working all of the time. And now you are the one that's home.
It's, yeah, are you stuck?
And your wife is working all the time. I know. You're the one stuck doing everything at home.
Everything.
Oh, there's relationship karma, I
think you're right. I think you're right. All right, tickets to Bruce in the USA are coming up here this morning. That's that really cool Springsteen tribute that's going on at the auditorium coming up at the end of the month. Scars and Stripes plays at Del Lago. And the Rochester Red Wings are in town. We got a 4-pack of tickets to use. I was talking to the guys the other day when I did the first pitch. Oh, God, that video you made. Oh, my God, Sandra.
I laughed so hard. I'm sorry. I felt bad.
So did my wife.
Every time I laughed, if you haven't seen it yet, go to our socials, 98.9 The Buzz.
I borked the first pitch. Literally, I drove it 10 feet into the ground, like a foot in front of me.
I couldn't stop laughing as I was editing that. And then I found myself laughing out loud and I was like, oh God, Scott, sorry. And I would apologize to you. Like, you weren't there with me editing this, but I was apologizing to you several times because I'm like, oh no. But it brightens up everyone's day.
Doesn't it though? So I was talking to the guys at the Red Wings and these 4-packs are good for any game. So it's not just like this, like tonight. So it's really cool.
Okay,
so you're
going
to win those. All on 98.9 The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Spizzano Sandy, living proof that humor heals the world.
Meow. Meow. You guys need to be professional, time.
Meow, 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 meow.
Why are you still flying RJ?
What is even professional anymore when you have airline pilots doing that on the job?
Meow. Meow.
Those are legitimate airline pilots. April 12th, 2026, near Ronald Reagan in Washington Airport. Pilots were heard meowing, barking at air traffic control.
It's almost like the anonymous version of, like, you know how social media, you could be like anonymous. Like, can they track who said what?
Which meowed, which barked? Is that what you're asking? Like, what do you mean? Like, who said what?
No, like what air, what airline, what plane in the sky flying around?
Absolutely.
You know, which one?
Yeah, absolutely they can, because they're doing the Federal Aviation Administration is now investigating because of the rules. And you said this, non-essential conversation below 10,000 feet or whatever the rule is.
There are lots of very strict regulations with the Federal Aviation Administration and pilots. It is so formal. We flew, my brother's boss is a twin engine, plane. And they own radio stations up and down the East Coast. And he's based in Watertown. So one day, Jim, great guy, flies to Rochester, or Williamson picks me up and flew me to Watertown to visit my brother, which is awesome. And there, you know, it was like a little get together.
Flew to Watertown?
Yeah, it was like a half an hour. It takes like like 2.5 hours to get to Watertown from Rochester. It took like 28 minutes. I know, right? But anyway, he's like a happy-go-lucky guy, but man, in the cockpit, it is so stressfully formal. It's wild. It's like you got to be on. Like,
you could never be a pilot.
No.
No, that's not
it. No, no, no.
But you know what the crazy thing about this is? This isn't the first time. Apparently, this happened. The other big story was in British Airways.
Mm-hmm.
So this all of a sudden now is getting more attention because it went viral.
Yeah.
Like, apparently this does happen sometimes.
Yeah.
It never goes viral. So this one went viral. So now they're investigating this one.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't investigate some of the other ones, some of the other times it's happened. Is that bad or not? Is that wrong?
to investigate.
Is it not fair?
I think they probably investigate it because now it's a trend and now everybody's watching it. And now, like, oh God, we gotta clamp down on this. Yeah. Yeah.
So these guys did something that other pilots have done before,
mm-hmm.
yet they're getting in trouble because somebody recorded it and posted
mm-hmm.
to social media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about this one. I know there's a law. Take the law out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know if I'm mad at them.
Until there's a plane crash, then you'll be like, ooh, yeah, probably shouldn't have. You know?
Wait a minute. Let me think about this. How do you feel about it?
Having seen and sat in a co-pilot seat and watching this guy do his thing, you know, it's so formal. It's, you know.
No, but take the formal out. I'm not asking formal. I'm like, erase all of the rules and laws
not
and
even,
formalities.
Not even
the
rules.
Actual,
it's safety.
Is there something that needs to be done every second? Like, does your eye need to be on the ball? Because I've heard, like, you can, after you get to a certain elevation or whatever, if the flight is long enough, you just coast the rest of the way. I don't know.
Not really, no. I mean, we had to talk to three different air traffic controls over that 25 minute. They had to switch frequency. I mean, it's constant when you're flying a plane.
Oh, it's constant.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, then if it's constant, if I know that to be true, then maybe this is...
That's why I'm thinking, I can't, you know, you want to take every possibility and safety thing out of it? Nah, you know, go ahead and just, you know, tell jokes over the airwaves or something. But when something happens, then you're, you know.
It's kind of like you probably knew these pilots are those pilots anyhow before they did this, right? Like,
right.
You know, you can pick out your coworkers, which one is trying to always crack jokes and which one is Mr. or Mrs. Serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we were pilots... You would be meowing on the microphone.
Yes, I'd be meowing and then, like, everybody would be dead.
You'd be telling your corny jokes. Hey!
I'd take my eye off the ball for 1 second, then it'd be all over. Yeah.
You're the one that always tries to add light to a room.
Yes.
Like, just
thank you. That's what
goofiness.
Spisano and Sandy.
Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters, and another a very famous person who is on network television on CBS is coming on the air with us in just a few minutes, Jill Schlesinger. She's going to talk about your money.
Yes, she says that the old money rules that we used to follow,
mm-hmm.
that we were taught, don't apply anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what? What old money rules? So there are some, and she'll talk about that. But anyhow, okay, so there is a parking lot in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
That is so tiny that I think every single person who's pulled into this bakery has said the same thing as they were pulling in and trying to find a parking spot. Somebody's going to get hurt. This parking lot is way too tiny. And somebody, well, kind of got hurt. Not really.
Oh.
Accident at the Village Bakery in Pittsburgh. A mother, a toddler,
mm-hmm.
and another person were sitting in the outdoor seating area by the parking lot when a driver backed into the curb and continued into the seating area, hitting all three people.
Anybody get hurt?
The impact was low speed.
Mm-hmm.
And also struck the building, resulting in minor damage.
Oh, Jesus.
But everybody is okay.
Oh, good.
Surprisingly.
Good, 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 good. Yeah, it could have been really bad.
It could have been really bad.
Good. Now we can have some fun with it.
Right.
Go.
But I don't think anybody pulls into that parking lot and doesn't say the same thing.
Where is that? I'm not familiar.
This is an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah, where is it? Can you give me some landmarks?
No.
No? You GPS... minded
I GPS
person.
My way through everything.
But you've been there before.
Yes, absolutely. And when I pulled in, I'm like, wait, what? How are we supposed to navigate this parking lot?
How many spaces are there? Like four?
Well, probably 10.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know. I mean, it's tiny. And it's just narrow. Like, it's very congested in that area. Somebody will help me describe where it is. It's near the corner. There's like a...
Near the corner.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it near 12 corners? Is it near 12 corners?
It's near Show and Place.
Oh, okay. Oh, in the Village Village. Gotcha. Okay.
Yes, in the Village Village.
Okay.
Right, by Main Street.
All right.
Is it by Main Street over there?
Okay, so
I know. I'm terrible.
You know, it's weird because some places you go to, like, you're like, thank you for these nice wide-hipped parking spaces.
Not this one.
No, I know.
But I don't think the Village Bakery can do anything about it.
Well, no,
like, they want to have outdoor seating area, but
land.
When you put the outdoor seating area, it's like in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't got a lot of wiggle room. They don't
right.
have that elbow room.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel like, because everybody is, of course, piling on this person. But then, not as much as I normally see people piling on when you have these crazy accidents. These, what were you thinking, accidents?
Yeah.
In this case specifically, people were calling out two things. First, assuming they were old. Now, I don't know if it was an elderly person. I didn't see who it was, but so maybe they
that
know
was my
something
first,
I know?
Yeah, that was my first thought.
Oh, you just assumed
you know,
it.
If it's a slow backup, like you said, slow motion kind of thing up over the curb.
Yeah, but aren't you very cautious when you back up anyhow, especially because it's a tiny lot? Yeah,
not you're when you're old.
Be slow. Well, okay. And then the other thing was people were commenting, yeah, that's a horrible parking lot. That's
tough, yeah.
That's a tough one to
maneuver. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do about, you know. You know, when I was looking at opening a wine bar, parking was a huge consideration. Like before aesthetics, before the interior, before how much seating you can have. Because if you can't park, it's not easy to park. You're not going to get people to go there.
Yeah, I don't go to places that don't have good parking.
Well, you drive a 747. That's the thing. You drive a giant tank.
But it was so funny when you see the video of, like, all the crews were there, the firefighter. Mm. I don't know if the firefighter showed up, but the police and the EMT. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of action. Again, it's a small parking lot, but people walking in and out of the bakery were just kind of like... just walking like there's nothing happening around them, even though there's a lot of chaos, including a car that's practically in the Village Bakery.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Understanding your money. Understanding your money. With CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
On the radio in The Rock. Hi, Jill. Good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Oh, man. I need this weekend, guys. This was a long week for me.
Yeah,
woo, baby.
Same here.
How are you?
Good. Sandy, Sandy's kind of like relishing in the fact of my screw up from the first pitch I borked this week at the ballpark.
Sandy? Yeah. Give it to me.
It was terrible. Go to if you go on our socials.
I need to hear in your words.
Yeah.
What happened exactly?
It didn't happen. It went like 2 inches in front of him. It was horrible.
Oh, no.
The poor thing.
I spiked the ball and it was just bad timing and embarrassing. And the crowd. They laughed. They groaned and laughed.
He sent you the video of it.
I
think, you know, it started where Scott did not want to bring it up at all on the air. And I think this is a coping mechanism. He's bringing it up whenever he gets a chance because he's trying to lean into it.
Yeah,
You got to process it.
I'm trying to untraumatize myself by just accepting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, good. I would have given you a few hints. I did that with Gail King. She was throwing the first pitch out and I was sort of giving her the mechanics.
Oh.
Like, don't forget to put your elbow up and follow through and don't go crazy. And she goes, that's a lot for me to remember. I can't do that.
It's like I was just thinking about step throw. And because I'm up on the mound, I was angled, you know, that the angle was wrong.
Yes, of course, you go down. Yeah. All right. Well, jeez. Next time, better luck when you throw out the first pitch in the T-ball. Get it?
Yeah. You don't have to pitch. Next time, I'm inviting you to come up and do the first pitch with me. How's that sound?
All right.
Okay.
I'm in. I'm totally in.
Thanks, Coach.
I'm
put
totally
me in.
Good.
Coach Jill Schlesinger.
All right, enjoy that video I just sent you.
Yeah. Oh,
and everybody else,
wait.
Follow 98.9 The Buzz, and you can watch it.
What else is going on for you?
So last week you mentioned something. We were talking about, I can't even remember what the conversation was last week, but you dropped something in there that I was like, oh God, okay, make a note and we're going to bring it up. Last week you mentioned that we have to be careful to preach the old rules of finances because some things have changed.
They're out the window.
So which rules have changed a bit and which ones
and which
still
one
hold
hasn't.
Up?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do like some quickies here. A lot of it has to do with housing. But I'm going to go big picture. The big picture that doesn't change is that no matter what, you always have to address what I like to call your big three. You've got to have an emergency reserve fund that can cover 6 to 12 months of your living expenses. Mm. You're endeavoring to be consumer debt-free, meaning credit card debt, you wipe those balances out. High-interest auto loans, you wipe those out as quickly as possible. Even student loans, which are pretty expensive right now, like 6-7%, you attack those. And the third one is to always try to maximize your retirement accounts to the best of your ability, at least up to your match, and hopefully beyond that. For young people, the Roth is still like the just the most incredible way to save because you're paying taxes now at a low rate. Even for some older people, just it's such a powerful tool for retirement. And I think that like those are sort of the basics when it comes to investing. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. You have diversification, a little stock, a little bond, a little cash, maybe a little commodity. If you're going to be investing in something really risky, crypto, gold, meme stocks, anything, your cousin's startup garage, a small percentage of your overall goes into that. Whatever you can afford to lose is what you can possibly invest.
Okay.
Those are all tried and true, okay? Tune out the noise. You're not going to beat the market. You're not going to time the market. Very easy thing to remember. But when it comes to housing, I'll tell you what doesn't work so much anymore. The house that you buy is your pathway to the American dream. That's kind of baloney right now.
Yeah.
Housing costs are so high. Affordability is terrible. And we are hearing from millennials and a lot of, let's call it the younger, let's say under 40. If you haven't bought a house, you haven't lucky enough to like walk into a house, you really have to run the numbers. And for a lot of those people, buying is not the smartest thing. It locks you in. It's expensive. You're putting a huge share of your income towards housing, which is will not allow you to do anything else. So I think the housing rules are really tough. And, they, you know, there's been a rule about, like, don't ever spend more than 28% of your gross income on housing. It's almost impossible now to pull that off.
Same thing with putting
20% down. I'm the queen of put 20% down. It's hard if you're trying to buy a $500,000 house, which is probably about the median in the country, 450-ish, you know, that means you got to come up with twice that. You got to come up with, you know, $100,000 for a down payment.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
A lot for young people.
That's what a house used to cost.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's really tough. So the kinds of things that you hear about that, like, if your parents say, you know, oh, just do this, or no, always take that tax. Like, I had a conversation with a young person at work, and he said, oh, you know, my parents told me I should use my retirement plan, but they don't think I should use the Roth. I'm like, well, what does your father do? You know, what does your mother do? And they're, you know, well, they tell me what they do. I said, well, they don't understand the math.
Yeah.
The math behind the Roth is incredible. So all of this is to say that most of the things that really make sense to you, like, you know, sort of common sense wise, are really still working. But the things that are changing are just a factor of what has happened in the world, especially in the last 10 years, which is that housing has become an incredibly expensive endeavor. And it really shouldn't be the way that we sort of identify the path to happiness and wealth and the quote unquote American dream.
Will it change eventually?
Sure.
Oh, good.
Sure.
Oh, good.
Everything changes. That's the amazing thing about the economy. Someone said, when will I ever be able to afford a house? I said, well, I've got good news and bad news. Things do change. The good news is usually recessions take the real wind out of the sails of the housing market. That stinks.
Yeah.
But housing prices simmer down and wages will catch up
okay.
in general.
Let's go recession. Yay.
I know. The bad news is you might lose your job. But it'll get better. It will get better. And you know what? And many people can't afford a home. Especially if you get help. And by the way, if your parents are really pressuring you, one nice thing to do is say, listen, if you feel it's so important, then if you want to give me the down payment, then great.
Yeah.
And then I can afford it.
That'll shut them up.
That has been a choice that a lot of parents have made. They've been helping their kids. But, you know, I had a guy on the podcast recently, and he's like, I want to give my son $150,000 to buy a house. I said, oh, does he want a house or do you want him to have the house?
Yeah, right.
Want to give my son $150,000 to buy a house. Holy heck.
Yeah.
I wish that was my dad. What the heck?
Luckily, you have a house, and your father would never do that.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Right. Hey, Jill, have a great weekend. Decompress, say hi to Jack, and we love you. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Take care.
All right. CBS News, Jill Schlesinger. Go to JillOnMoney.com. That's her website, and she is just amazing. We love her. Spezzano and Sandy. We're going to play Back Up, Karen. Who is this?
My name is Karen.
Oh, boy. We can call it backing up the Jessica if you want, because that's the new version of the Karen. No. If you want, we could do that today.
How you dealing with the old Karen thing? Are you okay?
I'm good, because I'm a nice Karen.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how I introduced myself. I'm Karen, but I'm a nice Karen.
That's awesome.
You're the
I love
nice
it.
Karen. Okay.
All right, nice Karen. You're going to play backup Karen. And this is fun. You just and we got a choice of a couple of great shows to go see.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to read you a post that I saw exact word for word, and you have to determine, guess, out of the 25 comments that came in after this post, if the majority of them were for backed up the Karen or not.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. And action.
In Rochester, New York, car horns are legally restricted to use as a danger warning only, specifically under City Code 75-7, which prohibits honking except to signal danger. Excessive, unnecessary, or friendly honking can be deemed a violation, often categorized under noise disturbances.
Wow.
Key Rochester car horn regulations. Purpose: horns must only be used as a warning of imminent danger. Using the horn to say hello, to signal someone to come out of a house, or out of frustration is technically illegal.
They call that the urban doorbell.
Yeah. Beep,
beep. That's it. That was their post. Uh-huh. Now, out of all 25 comments, do you think they backed up the Karen or not?
Oh, okay. What do you say?
Is it Karen that's saying that the horns are illegal?
Yes.
I'm going to say no, they're not illegal.
Oh.
They're not backing up the Karen rant.
Yeah, they're not backing up.
I think the vibe, hang on, Scott. I think the vibe of this post is they hate when people honk their horns. They are trying to push the message that stop honking your horn, you drive me nuts. That's their Karen moment.
Uh-huh.
So do you think the majority of people backed it up and are just as frustrated with horn honking or not?
Yes, I think they don't like the horn honking.
Oh, okay. All right. What do you think?
So they're backing up the Karen. Okay, Scotty.
Is that the final answer?
That's my final answer.
Okay. My final answer is that they probably commented. Most of the comments were saying, oh, be quiet, mind your own business. This is how it's been and it's always been. Kind of vibe.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You don't think they backed
up
the
Karen?
No,
I don't think they backed up the Karen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of the 25 comments,
yes,
the majority of them did not back up the Karen.
Oh, dear. Oh.
But the comments that came in were so funny. One person wrote, this is hilarious, but I will continue using my horn to alert distracted drivers sitting at a green light holding up traffic.
Yeah.
Another comment.
Are
you a horn police? What's the point of this post? And then the final best one was, wait, what? Who? Can't hear ya. In one ear, out the other.
Oh, love it. Karen, you confess you're a honker?
I'm a honker.
I'm afraid I'm going to get shot when I honk at people. That's all. I had a little experience. I was at an intersection. A guy pulled up alongside me, alleging that I cut him off. And he got out of his car, went to his trunk, and pulled out a pipe and, like, cocked his arm back. I'm like, I'm not honking at anybody ever.
Oh, that was it.
I'm done.
What is the most frustrating thing on the road that happens that you honk, Karen?
Somebody cuts me off.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Pulls me out in front of me.
Yes. Yeah. I get that.
There may have been a time where you honked at this person, and that's what drove them to write that post.
Hey. Well, I've also seen people that, like, come over two or three lanes to get off at the exit.
Oh, I hate that, too. I hate that. And passing on the right. All right.
Yeah.
Kind Karen, you got a choice of Bruce in the USA at the Auditorium or the Scars and Stripes concert at Del Lago Casino.
I think we're going to go to Bruce in the USA.
Yes, you are. Thursday the 30th. Yay. It's Bruce Springsteen, a tribute show at Wester Auditorium Theater, Thursday, April 30th, courtesy of RBTL. Tickets are available at rbtl.org. And Karen, you're all set. Congrats. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks for playing Back Up the Karen, Karen. Karen.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Karen.
That was fun.
Okay, coming up now, another fun thing that we do every day, Jerker Justified. And Chase wrote into the show on Instagram, mm-hmm. and he has a question, and it's kind of like a finders, keepers, losers, weepers scenario.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
When everyday drama goes on trial, the verdict is up to you. Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
A wise man once said, Mr. Spezzano, there's no such thing as free lunch.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. This is kind of
nothing's
like the same,
free,
right?
You're right. Whoever gave you that advice along your career, yeah, truly, nothing's. But there's always a catch to everything, or is there?
Yeah,
I don't know. You decide this case. So is from somebody who reached out to us on Instagram, and I did call out their name before, but now I'm second guessing if I should again.
Okay.
Because what they want to do. It says, hey, Sandy, I have a good jerk or justified. Mm-hmm. We ordered a storage rack for the garage.
Okay.
It was delivered yesterday.
Nice.
Another one was delivered today.
Hey, they ordered
jerk two. Jerk or justified to not return the extra one they sent. I double checked to see if by accident I ordered two, and I did not.
They sent two of them storage racks instead of one?
Mm-hmm. In air.
To send it back.
To send, well, no, okay.
Or to keep it?
Yeah, to keep it. Mm. To send it back, obviously. Nobody's debating if that's jerk or justified.
Well, I would.
To keep it.
I would debate it. Yeah, okay. To keep it. Not say anything.
Right, jerk or justified. 818-2899. And if you are the first juror that calls through.
Yes, you'll win tickets to Scars and Stripes at Del Lago Casino. It's going to be an awesome show at the Vine Showroom. 818-2899. Good morning. Hello, The Buzz. How are you? It's Jerk or Justified time. What do you say?
Justified. Why did you have to pay to ship it back?
Yay! You know what? With $500 billion profit last year or whatever it was, you know, that's all right. It's okay.
Okay, so if it was a local small business, would you say the same or no?
I might take it back.
Ah.
If it were local.
Right.
I'm not going to ship it back.
Yeah.
Okay. Any big company, you say fair game. Their mistake, your benefit. Okay. Fair game.
Yeah. Okay. That's a deal. Yep. Who's this? What's your name?
Melissa,
you're the first call through. You are now the proud owner of a pair of tickets to Scars and Stripes, the show at the Vine Showroom at Del Lago Resort and Casino, Saturday the 25th, a week from tomorrow. Tickets are on sale now at DelLagoResort.com. Must be 21 years of age to attend a live show at the Vine, by the way. I have to say
that's
that.
Awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fun. When's the last time you've been in the casino?
Really long time.
Well, it's about, okay, good. Well, save your pennies and go have some fun this next weekend, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Hold the line. I will hook you up. Stay right there. Okay.
Isn't it funny how we all assumed it is a big company? Chase didn't say where he ordered this from.
Right.
He did say, I think my mind went to Amazon automatically.
That's
where did your mind go?
Yeah, I went right there.
See?
Yeah.
No. And so did her mind, probably went the same. But he didn't say that. He didn't specify where.
I've had it happen. I didn't send it back. I got two of them.
You didn't even call?
No.
Just to make sure.
Who cares? Does anybody there care?
Wait. I don't know, but it would eat away at me. It has happened to me before, too, when I was ordering patio furniture. And 818-2899, we'd love to hear your take on this. But I was ordering patio furniture, and I ordered a bench seat, and they gave me a chair seat. So I called them. Okay, they did the return. Package it back up. We'll come get it. Sorry. And then they sent another whole set. I just wanted two chairs, or I just wanted a bench. So then I called them again, and they're like, okay, yep, package it all up. We'll send it again. The third time, they screwed it up again. At that point, I'm like, I'm keeping this whole damn thing. I have so many chairs I don't know what to do with now.
See, but that's it. They don't care. And guess what? Here's how I rationalize it, especially like a storage unit like he bought. It's going to cost that company, even if it's a free return, money. to ship it. It's also going to cost that company, whoever, you know, all the gasoline, all the diesel it takes to get it back to Santa Cruz or wherever it came from. So,
yeah, but you should have them decide that.
Nah.
Like, Jan, like somebody did message us on Instagram and say, honestly, it exactly what you said. It probably costs more to ship it back. They likely don't even want it returned. But you got to give them the option to say, keep it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Hi, the boss, Jerk and Justified.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
It's Jennifer.
Hey, wow.
Hey. So I got a point. I'm an Amazon third-party business owner, and I ship out over 40,000 in sales a month.
Oh. Whoa.
I would prefer if somebody just keep the products. It's going to cost me more in shipping. So if somebody requested a return to me, I would just tell them to keep it.
Oh, my
God. Wouldn't you want them to reach out to you and give you that option?
Well, they have to. If you're going to return a product, you have to request a return slip. So based on the cost of the product, I would decide either keep it or return it.
Now, hold on a second.
Probably more to return it back.
We're all assuming that he was sent two items in error. What if his neighbor ordered that garage unit, too? So what if he's taking someone else's item? It's a neighbor's item.
That's bizarre.
We're assuming his name is on it, right? We're assuming it is addressed to him.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Hey, you sell 40,000 items a month?
40,000 in sales, so yeah.
Oh, at $40,000 in sales.
That's coming out of
support. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's coming out of support.
Wow.
What are you selling? I want to buy one.
Everything. Everything in Amazon, you name it. Yeah, wholesale.
You can be an affiliate for Amazon. You can sell stuff through you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yep, and you can be a third-party seller. I have a guy down the street. He sells, you know, things that I can't say on air, but he makes a killing.
Wow. Wait a minute. I got to meet with you. Let's have some coffee.
Sandy wants to do a side hustle meeting.
I do everything too much by the book.
Sandy, I'm good friends with your cousin. One day we'll meet up for coffee.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. I love that.
You know what? I didn't get any negatives on this. I think everybody just keep it. Yeah, just you. So,
yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, looks like this.
The verdict is... Justified.
All right, guys. See you later.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Wow. I mean, coming right from the horse's mouth.
Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
There you go, Chase. You got two storage units now.
Yeah,
good,
man.
For you. Coming up on the show, Rochester Red Wings Dan Mason in the studio, plus the Honesty Box. Real honest feedback from you, the listener.
And we're going to kick off the weekend.
98.9 The Buzz.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fred Costello, the entry music, the entrance song for Dan Mason, Rochester Red Wings. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you, Dan?
Great. Yeah. Love the walk-up music.
Yeah, this is it, man.
Dig it.
Tickling the ivories. He's like the longest running ballpark organist or something, right?
In professional sports.
That's crazy.
This is his 50th season with the Wings.
Holy cow.
Is
wow.
Really?
Yes. That's cool.
That's so cool. Well, here we are a couple days after the first pitch.
What would you call it? How would you describe it, Dan Mason?
Well,
in one word, Scott's first pitch was?
I've seen better.
That's not one word. I have a bunch I can help you out with.
What do you got, Sandy?
Go ahead.
Horrible, mortified, mortifying.
Yes.
Gut-wrenching. Yeah. Is that one word or two?
Humiliating.
Horrible.
Yeah. Debacle.
Debacle.
Yeah.
No.
Embarrassing.
Listen, as I told Scott, no matter how bad your first pitch is or was,
right.
I've seen worse.
You've seen worse.
I don't think you have in this one.
It wasn't the best, sure, but as I told him, it's tough.
It's
nerve-wracking when it's unnatural, right? You're standing up there.
Yeah.
elevated.
Yeah.
You don't have a glove on.
Right.
It's just a it's different. It's hard.
It's weird. Yeah.
And all, you know, the people, the nerves got to Scott a little bit, I think,
it was
maybe.
It's weird because, like, yeah, and the geometry of the whole thing, right?
Yes.
Are you going to ask for a second stab at it, Scotty?
Oh, God, no. Never ask me again, please.
Why?
I want to.
You have to redeem yourself.
Somebody, Sandy made the video of us talking about it on the air, and it's hilarious, and I'll show it to you.
I put it up on YouTube. Within 2 minutes, it already has 300 views. I mean, it's just too. I just upload. I don't even know how 300 people are on our YouTube page at the same time. But yeah.
It's funny because I had like some comments, I think, on the Instagram. So they're like, oh, some people forget about it in a few years anyway. I'm like, a few years? I'm be that guy.
He was hit. Like, we all talked about yesterday on the air. We all were saying, okay, we have all had those moments. But off the air, Scott was like, no, seriously.
No.
This is bothering me. And this is what I'm going to be known for. And
I don't want to be known for this.
But I don't want to ask Dan for a redo because what if I do I could worse never, the no, second
I,
time?
I could never do this again.
Yes, you can.
I would have to hire a coach and do it for months before I have enough confidence.
No.
It's not like riding a bike, you know?
I'm telling you. Here's what we'll do.
Okay.
We'll reschedule it for later this year.
No.
Yes.
No, I will not do it.
Yes.
I will disappoint
later
you.
This year.
No.
And someday when you have 10 minutes after the show, you come over and we'll practice.
Oh, let's do that. Okay. Deal.
Right?
Deal.
I don't know, man.
Sandy, we're going to come
Sandy can meet us over there, too.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
And you're going to nail it this time.
Can we have a Rochester Red Wing teach him?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, they're too busy. They're too busy.
We'll get one of the guys to help you out.
We'll figure it
out. Dan, you and I will plan this.
Yeah.
We'll plan this.
You can do it, Scott. It was just a momentary lapse of
anything
of your athletic prowess.
Okay, so what's happening at the ballpark this weekend?
Yeah, what's going on? Now you're in this homestand with Buffalo, right?
With Buffalo, yeah. Tonight is going to be a doubleheader. The weather wasn't so great last night, as we all know.
Yeah.
So we got rained out. So today's game, which was originally scheduled for 6:05, will now be a 4:05 doubleheader. So you get two games for the price of one, starting at 4:05.
Deal.
Tomorrow 4:05, and then Sunday or no, tomorrow 1:05.
1:05.
It's supposed to be 70-something degrees tomorrow.
Yeah.
So what a perfect day. Afternoon game, 1:05. Come on down.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, game time, 1:05. And kids can run the bases with the world's fastest mascots, Spikes and Mitzi, after the game.
I love it. That's so great. Man, thank you for understanding and treating me with kid gloves. Baseball gloves.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it again.
I'm telling you. Absolutely. Thank you.
Once you redeem yourself, nobody will remember what happened earlier this week.
I don't know if that's true because I'm not going to put the video of him redeeming himself. I'm just going to keep it out there.
All right. Time and cake. Pick up your phone and call because Dan brought in four tickets to the Rochester Red Wings, a family four pack, 818-2899. Let's take the first call through if you want to go to the ball game. This is good for any of the games throughout the season.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. So 818-2899. Let's go. Wings, we like them hot.
We like them hot.
Rochester Red Wings in town all this weekend here on 98.9 The Buzz. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Hey, it's 98.9 The Buzz for Dan and Sandy with the Honesty Box here on 98.9 The Buzz, where we ask listeners what you like, don't like, and an honest question to answer from both of us. That's the scariest part.
Yeah, I know, right? This is all anonymous, like Scotty said.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Digging through the honesty box like we do every week on Spisano and Sandy. First one up
is...
I can't open it.
Okay.
I ripped it. Would you guys ever date each other if you had the chance?
Would we?
No.
You know, there's
really
a big age gap. There's a big...
I'm a bit old for her.
Well...
Oh, wait, you're a bit young for me.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Actually, age gap isn't as big as the age gap you have with your wife.
Yes, right. So, whatever floats your boat.
But with me, unless you were really wealthy.
Okay, unless you were really hot.
Oh, my God!
No, that's you speaking to me.
Oh,
You thought I meant it the other way.
Yes, okay. Second one. Love. how welcoming you are.
Oh, good.
Aww.
No, we're just needy.
We
and
are
when
welcoming.
When we see people come into the studio, we're like, oh, my God, people.
People.
Humans.
No,
love
we
that.
Do, we love yeah. guests.
It's Live Audience okay. Thursday, we do that.
This one is, wait, what? This one is just for you.
Who?
You.
Yeah.
Scott.
Yes.
It's just for you. Who? You. Did you have a van?
Did I have a van?
When younger.
When I was younger? Did I have a van when I was younger? I've never owned a
Wait,
van.
Why are they asking that question? I'm going in for another. I don't understand that question.
We used to be in the PXY van a million years ago.
Yeah, but what does it mean? Did you ever, maybe they meant to say, did you ever have sex in the PXY van?
Well, I think they'd probably write that word down. And no, I haven't.
But this question makes zero sense.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going in for another. I'm going okay. in for another.
You're asking a lot of these listeners when they come in. You know.
Oh, I love Sandy's outfit.
Oh, there you go. Signed, well, Sandy's mom.
They're all my daughters, so I just rummage through her closet.
You wear your daughter's outfits?
Sometimes the shirt is hers.
Oh, my. Which one?
This one.
No, which daughter?
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Daughter. You.
Well, I borrow from both, but mainly my older daughter. You know how much this shirt costs?
No, how much?
She got in trouble.
How much did
that
shirt cost?
For buying this shirt?
How much?
This is the shirt where she goes, can you, hey, while you're at the mall at Eastview, can you stop at Anthropology and just make a return because I bought the wrong size?
Okay, well, how much?
I'm like, sure, no problem. I go to the store. I see the shirt. I was about to make the return. I call her up. I go, what the hell are you doing spending that much money?
How much was it?
Guess, how much would you?
$48.
Higher.
$148.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What the hell are you spending that
exactly.
kind of money for?
Now I wear it all the time.
Jeez.
I Man, ain't spending $148.
You know, guys' outfits are so easy to pick, and they're not that expensive either. I mean, jeans are jeans. Like that table in the BJ's, that's the flat
Where
table.
Where do you go shopping? BJ's? Yeah. Costco?
Yeah, BJ's, yeah. There's your Honesty Box on 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy, join us next time, won't you?
Spisano and Sandy.
Sandy, Julie used to listen to us in the 90s.
Wait a minute. Have you called into the show before? Are you a first time, long time?
Oh, yeah.
Now you do the honors of saying.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Julie. First time, long time.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Yeah, she's like, high five at 9. I used to hang with you guys all the time.
Do you have good Scotty gossip? Know anything? Did Scott try to flirt with you or anything?
Oh, my God, Sandy. What the hell?
What? I just want good gossip. Did I used to flirt with you? We could turn it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, juicy. Love it.
Julie, with the Alzheimer's Association, Rochester Finger Lakes chapter, you're doing good stuff. You guys are having a big corporate meeting this morning to kick off your walk, right?
Yes, we are. We just finished up at Webster Golf Course, our corporate kickoff. Had about 50 corporate leaders join us this morning to learn more about how organizations can get involved in our mission.
The walk to end Alzheimer's is coming up this end of summer or in the fall? What is it?
Yeah, October 3rd at ESL Ballpark.
I think everyone in that at least I know, has in some way, shape, or form been touched by someone living with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, more people, there's becoming less of a stigma around Alzheimer's because so many people are aware.
Mm.
We're getting our mission out to people, which is great because there are so many new treatments that we can help people with in our community. And we are local. We are available in our community. We are located in the Meridian Center.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all the resources. We have program services available to help people and their caregivers locally in our community. And that's what I love about working at the Alzheimer's. So
when your loved one, they go to the doctor and the doctor says, hey, this is starting to show up. At what point do you guys come in and help?
The doctors refer the patients to the Alzheimer's Association to get more resources and navigate the journey. They navigate to the Alzheimer's Association.
And I've seen the heartbreak that happens with those caregivers, especially. It's so hard on the rest of the family when you're watching mom or grandma go through this. So because it is in my family, and I think a lot of us would say this, that we're so aware now, and I am trying so hard to make sure that I ward off this as long as possible.
Yeah,
so one of the tips I've heard is teach yourself something new, either pick up a musical instrument or teach yourself a new language. So I'm teaching myself sign language.
Oh, nice. I love that. And I'm so glad you're saying that you're more aware, because that's actually another thing that we've learned from a U.S. Pointer study this year, is that you can slow the progression of Alzheimer's by doing all the things that we know, eat healthy, sleep, exercise, and learn, and continue to exercise your brain.
Yeah.
I love that you said that.
Yeah.
Because we can slow the progression, and learning something, a new skill, even as an adult, is so important. So thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
And ASL is really important in Rochester, too. We are actually working with people who are hard of hearing with the Alzheimer's Association, because that's a huge population in Rochester.
Oh, sure.
So,
right. Yeah.
That's really important to us, too.
What's the website we could get information on all your services, plus the Walk to End Alzheimer's event?
Sure. So it's alz.org/Rochester, New York.
Oh, okay.
Is for the Rochester, New York page. And then for our Walk to End Alzheimer's, it's ACTALZ.org/ROC to visit for the Walk to End Alzheimer's October 3rd at ESL Ballpark.
All right. If you've been affected by it, or some of your members of your family, please do this. I know you're probably going to participate anyway. All right. Sounds good.
The best station in Rochester.
Thank you so
much. Singing in the car.
Gets
me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
Thank you, Julie, for being a voice this morning.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Thanks for listening to us in the 90s.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. It's the Friday morning. It's a freaking weekend. Let's do this. Are you ready, Sandy?
Yes.
It is time to kick
off
the weekend.
Yes, Sandy.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spazzano and Sandy. You're the best.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.